This is Akashwani, the news read by Navneet Singh. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding bilateral talks with the President of the United States, Joe Biden, in his hometown, Delaware, Wilmington, in U.S. The two leaders are expected to discuss a range of issues aimed at strengthening ties between India and the United States. Following the bilateral talks, Mr. Modi will engage with leaders from the Quad nations and attend the Quad summit, where global challenges like climate change and emerging technologies will be on the agenda. During the Quad summit, a host of issues ranging from climate change to critical emerging technologies are expected to be discussed among the members of the grouping. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "The discussions throughout the day will contribute to making the planet better and addressing key global challenges." Upon his arrival at Philadelphia International Airport today, Mr. Modi was greeted with a rousing welcome by members of the Indian diaspora who had gathered in large numbers to show their support. They were chanting "Modi, Modi." The Prime Minister witnessed Garba performed by members of the Indian diaspora in Hotel DuPont, Wilmington, Delaware, and interacted with them. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, "The Indian community has distinguished itself in the U.S., making a positive impact across diverse sectors." He said, "It is always a delight to interact with them." After his Delaware stop, Mr. Modi will travel to New York, where he will engage with the Indian diaspora tomorrow. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India is on the way to become the third largest economy by 2027, with the country's growth rate projected at around 7%. While addressing the 12th East Asia Summit Economic Ministers meeting in Laos today, Mr. Goyal reiterated the country's commitment to strengthen the East Asia Summit Forum and acknowledged its role in promoting peace, stability, and economic prosperity. Speaking at the World Trade Organization, Mr. Shekhawat spoke about the country's commitment to an open, transparent, and inclusive World Trade Organization reform process, emphasizing a rules-based system with principles of non-discrimination, inclusivity, and special and differential treatment. Aam Aadmi Party leader Aatishi was today sworn in as Delhi Chief Minister. Delhi Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena administered the oath of office to Aatishi and her Council of Ministers at a ceremony in Rajnivas. AAP leader Gopal Rai, Kailash Gehlot, Saurabh Bhardwaj, Imran Hussain and Mukesh Ahlawat were also sworn in as Cabinet Minister. Delhi's Chief Minister Aatishi has allocated portfolios to her newly sworn-in cabinet. The new cabinet currently has 5 members along with the CM. Chief Minister Aatishi will lead 13 departments including education, power and finance. Delhi Minister Saurabh Bhardwaj will hold the charge of 8 departments including health, urban development and social welfare. Gopal Rai will hold 3 departments including general administration, environment, forest and wildlife. Minister Kailash Gehlot has been allocated Transport, Administration, Information and Technology, Home and Women and Child Development Departments. Mukesh Ahlawat has been allocated 5 departments, including Labour and Employment, and Imran Hussain will hold Food and Supply and Election. The Chief Minister has sent the proposal regarding the distribution of departments among the sworn-in ministers to Delhi's Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena for approval. Curfew has been imposed island-wide with effect from 10 p.m. today until 6 a.m. tomorrow. The decision was taken by incumbent President Ranil Wickremesinghe in view of the releasing of the result of 2024 presidential election tonight. In Chennai cricket test, India are firmly in control of the first test against Bangladesh, with the visitors trailing by 357 runs with 6 wickets in hand in their second innings at the end of day 3. At stumps, the visitors were 158 runs for a loss of 4 wickets. And with that, we end this news bulletin.